So we have the incredible zechus this week to begin Chumash Vayikra. And the Torah, of course, goes into incredible detail regarding karbanos. And I will say, sometimes when we look at karbanos, so we ask ourselves a simple question, a fair question, which is, so kind of like, what's in this for me? You know, this is incredible. And Meheiru Yibana HaMikdash, Halavai Miratz Hashem, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, rebuild our base HaMikdash, the Karav. And then, of course, halachos will once, excuse me, karbanos will once again become halacha lemaisa. But for now, what does this do for me? All of these details, interesting, fascinating, but what am I to get from it? I will say, like we always say, embedded in all of these details are profound life messages as well. Not just messages ultimately for sacrificial service, but messages for life. Messages for life. So I want to share with you something amazing. So the Pasuk says, this is in Perek Hey, Pasuk Yizayin. So the Torah speaks about the nefesh kisechda, V'lo yada v'ashem. Torah talks about over here a person who commits an aveira, really a safichet, person who did something and he's not sure if he did something. He's not sure if he committed an aveira or not. Again, chapter 5, verse 17. Did I commit an aveira? Did I not commit an aveira? So the Torah brings down the entire sacrificial service for someone who may have committed an aveira, safichet. Now the Kutzker, Rav Menachem Mendel of Kutzk, raises a fascinating shaila. And what he says is, if you notice, ultimately again, the karban that you have to bring for safek chet is a ram. And that is a more expensive animal and significant karban than you have to bring than an asham vadai. Right? An asham vadai is even a smaller animal. Asham vadai can be brought from other things. So the Kutzker says as follows, it's such a profound question. Why is the karban that is brought for a questionable sin more significant and more expensive than the karban brought for a definitive sin? Right? I know I commit an avera. I bring a car, one type of karban. I have a safek chet. I'm not sure did I commit an avera, not commit an avera. I have to bring an ayol, a ram, an even more expensive animal. Says the Kutzker, what's the pshat? Why a more expensive karban for asham taloi, for safek chet? So I want to read to you the words of the Kutzker. He says something so beautiful. So a person who knows that he definitely sinned, the knowledge, the definitive knowledge that I've done something wrong, that in and of itself is the beginning of the tshuva process. I know I did something wrong. I know it's wrong. I know that I have to fix it. And even if I'm not going to fix it right now, the knowledge that I know that what I'm doing is incorrect and it's something that has to be addressed at some point in time is the first step on the journey of personal or spiritual rehabilitation. Watch this. Kilibo nishbar. Because if I know that I'm doing something wrong, even if I can't fix it right now, I'm heartbroken that I'm doing something wrong. I don't want to live like this. I want to be a good person. I want to be righteous. So the knowledge that what I've done is definitively wrong, even if I'm not yet ready to rectify it for whatever reason, is already the beginning of the cathartic process of tshuva. Watch this. Lo kein, mi shesafek biyado im bechlal chet. But I will say, ultimately, again, if someone's unsure of his actions, did I commit an aveira, not commit an aveira, simin, she'odanu rachok mishlemus, v'lachin zokok hula karban yaker yoser. If a person is not even sure where he's holding, that suffix, that unknown, is a sign, says the Kutzker, that he's very far from completion. And because he's very far from completion, ultimately what he requires a more significant karban. So as you heard the Kutzker saying, the worst thing in life is not to know where you're holding. The worst thing in life is not to be sure. Am I doing the right thing? Not doing the right thing. Is this questionable? Not questionable. An aveira, a mitzvah, a safek. So living in the world of gray, says the Kutzker, is the worst thing. For one simple reason. If you're living in the world of gray, you often don't know how to advance yourself. Says the Kutzker, and we'll say this is an incredible yisod. It is better to be a definitive sinner than it is to go ahead and be a possible sinner. Now, please be careful how you apply that concept, right? But what that means is when I know that I've definitively sinned, I know what I've done wrong. And if I know what I've done wrong, I know that I have to fix it. But if I don't know what I'm doing, I don't know what I'm doing. And so maybe it's right, maybe it's wrong. That's the worst place to live. Because that's ultimately, again, that's what we call mediocrity. That great unknown, that great gray. A person could wallow in that area their entire lives without ever advancing themselves. So, you know, there's an incredible Mishnah of us. The Mishnah says, Al tarbe la'aser amados. The Mishnah says, essentially, do not tithe by estimation. But I will say, what that means is as follows. Rabbi Yonah says, let's say a person is not sure about the halachos of tithing. Person of giving trumas and maisus. So a person has a great chap. You know what? I'll just go ahead and give more. The Mishnah says, we don't like that. Al tarbe la'aser amados. Don't just give more maiser because you're not sure what the halacha is and therefore you're just erring on the side of caution. There's a better answer to that. What's the better answer? Learn the halachas of trumas and maisus. Learn what to do. Create definition. Ask the Shaila, concretize a solid religious identity. Don't live in the world of gray. Don't live in the world of ambiguity. You know, I'll say so many times in life we live in the world of gray because I don't really want to know the answer, right? I don't really want to know what I have to do or what I should do, because if I know what I have to do, what I should do, then I have to do it. So I prefer to live a little bit in the world of ambiguity. That takes a little bit of the pressure off. But says the Kutzker, ambiguity equals mediocrity. And mediocrity represents non-growth. Non-growth is stagnation. And stagnation is spiritual death. The goal in life is ultimately, again, to have a clearly identified and clearly solidified life hashkafa. What's mutter? What's asr? What's appropriate? What's not appropriate? Who should I be? Who shouldn't I be? What should I do and what should I avoid? And not to live in the world of gray, not to live in the world of suffix. Do shilas come up? Of course shilas come up. Does ambiguity arise? Of course ambiguity arises. But my goal is to dispel the ambiguity. My goal ultimately is to create clarity in life. And I will say, if there's one thing that we have time for now, it's to think. I don't mean by day, hopefully most of us are still working. But when I say time, I mean just like time with ourselves to think about a lot of things in life. And I think for many of us, we live in that world of gray, where things that we're doing that I know what? I shouldn't be doing this, but I don't know definitively that it's usher, or I'm not sure about it. And so I just continue down a particular path. The Kutzker says that the carbon for suffek chet is more intense than chet vadai. Because if I know that I'm doing stuff wrong, and we all have stuff that we're doing wrong, but I will say it is so important to, if you're doing something wrong, just acknowledge that it's wrong. We're human beings. We all have faults. We all have shortcomings. But at least when I acknowledge that it's wrong, there's a hope that one day I'm going to find a way to fix it. But if I don't acknowledge that it's wrong, and instead I just explain it away, or I live in this world of ambiguity, or I refuse to find clarity, then it's almost impossible to fix. And that's why HaKadosh Baruch Hu imposes even a more intense karban on the safek chet, on the possible infraction, than the vada chet. We're both saying, during these days, and we have a lot of time, and we have a mandate to think about life, and to think about ourselves, because our world is being turned upside down, let's try to achieve some level of clarity. Let's try to begin to see the world and to see ourselves for who we are and for what we are. And if there are things that are broken, don't try to hide them. Don't try to obscure them. Don't try to sweep them under the rug. Embrace them. Embrace your broken kite, because we all have it. But stop living in the world of gray. Stop living in the world of ambiguity. If there's something that's wrong, find the courage to acknowledge, and then the greater strength to fix it. And in that zechus, we'll never eradicate everything that's broken. But at least if we acknowledge that which is broken and stop kind of shuffling it into the world of gray, will Amir Tzachem have a greater probability of being able to fix it, of being able to transition into the world of vada, into the world of certainty. And once you transition into the world of certainty, there's no telling what we could accomplish. We'll say a good and Erev Shabbos. And just a reminder, there'll be the virtual Famring and Amir Tzachem tonight at 6 p.m. I'll put out all the details for that. And for the Shabbos staff, a good and Erev Shabbos. It's been a wonderful week of Limud with all of you. An incredible Zechus. Amir Tzachem, we're going to start davening now. We'll hopefully be able to make it tonight. Halavai, it's the month of Nisan. Who knows what will happen next week. But I know whatever it is, whether we're in shul or whether we're on Zoom, one thing is for sure, which is we will be learning together. Have a great rest of the day and a good Shabbos.